Hi, my name is Shamel Naguib, and I'm with Paperless Productivity, experts at helping healthcare organizations to become paperless. Thank you for joining us today. Yeah, a lot of questions have been coming up around why faxing in healthcare is still important and relevant. And I'd like to speak about that today for a few minutes. I think there are really 3 to 4 key components why fax in healthcare is still a prevalent way of communication. There was a study that was done that up to 75% of all personal health information is still sent and received via fax, because fax tends to be what they call the low common denominator, so that physicians, insurers, and providers, government agencies can all communicate securely via fax. And that's why it tends to be very predominant in healthcare and also in financial institutions for certain workflow. So the reason that fax is important is because of HIPAA compliance. And HIPAA compliance dictates that people's personal health information will be secured in transit, as they say, which means that if your medical records are going from one provider, one doctor to another, that they must be sent securely. Well, today, the most common way of transmitting documents securely is via fax. And it tends to be the primary method for doctors that are not part of the same healthcare system to be able to communicate with one another, with different hospital groups, clinics, and insurance companies. Today, there are several different ways where faxing can be part of the everyday workflow, especially when it comes to digital transformation and converting currently paper-centric workflow to completely paperless workflow. It's actually a key part of healthcare interoperability. Several of the ways that fax can become part of an electronic document workflow and an electronic healthcare environment is through either cloud faxing, a hybrid solution where some components are in the cloud and some components are on virtualized environments, or a completely virtualized and secure environment on a company's network. Depending on each organization's requirements, security, preferences in terms of how they deliver services to their community, to their staff, to their providers, to patients, there are a multitude of different ways where we can combine an on-premise, a hybrid, and a cloud solution to really be a highly effective approach and really specific to each organization's requirements and goals. Many organizations are looking at their current faxing processes and they see that the majority of faxing today still takes place using fax machines or multifunction devices, the all-in-one printers, so to speak, like Xerox and Ricoh and Konica Minolta, Lexmark, and many others. Our approach is to allow organizations to continue doing their business, however they do their business, but we want to eliminate the analog phone lines and provide a secure method so that faxes can come in and out of an organization securely, be stored securely, be archived securely, and be available to retrieve in case of an audit or any sort of legal requirements or discovery. So today, by eliminating the analog fax lines that are currently plugged into fax machines and all-in-one multifunction devices, one of the major advantages of going with an electronic fax solution and eliminating the analog phone lines or the POTS lines that are connected to fax machines or multifunction devices today is to convert those fax machines and multifunction devices to electronic devices that connect directly to WriteFax, so that all faxing is done through the WriteFax environment. In fact, there's a huge cost savings and a very powerful return on investment proposition when it comes to eliminating analog lines and still continuing to do the faxing, but to do it through an electronic method. In other words, if I have a piece of paper, I can still walk up to a multifunction device, put it in the multifunction device, put in the fax number, send that fax out, but that fax does not go out through the analog line. It goes out through a centralized fax server that then gives me a notification via email or via my mobile device, whether my fax was actually transmitted or not, whether there was an error along the way, if I need to go back and correct the fax number. And I can get all that information in real time, quickly, again, from the system directly onto whatever platform I'm using, whether it's a mobile phone, an iPad, my laptop, etc. So by doing so, we can interface these analog paper-centric devices with electronic server-based, cloud-based solutions and truly have an end-to-end digital transformation process that allows us to do electronic workflow, electronic document processing, optical character recognition, and many other efficient processes once that document becomes an electronic document. So as a recap, faxing in healthcare is really a broad topic. I think the one primary thing that we want to leave you with here today is that there are efficient, paperless, effective ways to be able to continue faxing since it's an important part of healthcare workflow, but to do all that faxing in a paperless fashion. So thank you for joining us today. Please listen to more of our podcasts and join us at paperlessproductivity.com and feel free to call us at 888-838-0042. Thank you.